game on the TV.
Okay, we are live in the studio right now, and if you're keeping up to date with our Twitter, our DMs are open. So we're going to be accepting calls throughout the remainder of this podcast, and the open phone lines are sponsored by Colin Arper's Headlock Academy. They teach how to lock it and drop it. So thank you, Colin, for the sponsorship on this segment. We're going to start the podcast with our first little question to get the juices flowing, and that is, do we think the MLB season is going to happen? And we're going to start with Colton. Yes or no, really, and an explanation would be great.
Personally, I don't think that they're going to cancel it. But I have heard that they might do a couple doubleheaders a week, seven-inning games, taking that from the NAIA, which we are all very proud members of. Yeah, bless up to the NAIA. So I don't think they're going to cancel the entire season. Maybe a few games, like just shorten the season up a little bit. I hope, anyways.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. Miss baseball a lot. So, yeah, you can only hope and pray for that.
I feel like there's no way they get 162 games in this year.
No, not a chance.
No shot.
At this point, 100 might be more reasonable.
Right. But I don't know if they're going to be okay with that. They're not making money. They're losing money. TK, what do you think?
I think they're going to shorten it, too. They probably have the playoffs start on time just because the cold weather teams probably can't play too far into the fall. So
they have talked about a neutral site for the World Series.
I don't like that.
So you guys don't think there's any way they just can it, you know?
No, they're not going to just can it.
Okay.
I think there'll be enough time left when all this gets figured out that they'll be able to salvage some of the season.
I agree. B-Dot, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Colton hit right on the head, like 100 games probably roughly. I mean, the two-game doubleheaders are impressive, but, I mean, people do forget that we rolled down to Sioux City a couple years ago and played a three-game triple-header, that would be called.
We did.
The triple-header. Yeah, 21 innings in a day, it was a grind, but, man, was it fun to be a part of. So, I mean, that's for the fan aspect. I'm hoping for the triple-header.
We did have a packed stadium for
that. Yeah, that was a fun one.
That would be an electric day.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind watching
MLB triple header.
Yep.
Same two teams.
Wow. All day, noon to 9 p.m.
Wow.
Got a nice tan that day.
It's like throwing two wild dogs in a cage all day and expecting them not to fight, really.
Exactly.
At that point. Yep. Two MLB teams, like you get a guy like Amir Garrett on the mound. Game one, dude, that's going to be a long day.
It's almost like a Valley City State University of a Turbo matchup.
Exactly, yeah.
Shout out Matsuda. Shout out DJ Wilson. Talk about an electric factory.
Okay, moving on. Next topic. Who do you guys think would have been this season's NBA MVP? Regular season MVP.
Brian's more of an NBA insider.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be the
man of the attic for the NBA. Personally, I don't agree with this one, but I think they would probably give it to Giannis Antetokounmpo for the second year in a row.
Yeah.
It's just the easiest thing for the media to see is best player on the best team is really kind of a common theme is in a lot of sports and a lot of eras. So I would say probably Giannis with a close second in LeBron James and probably a third of James Harden with his scoring.
Would you personally take LeBron?
I think LeBron has been the MVP of the league for roughly the last 16 years, yes.
I would have to agree.
You put him on a team and they win. It's that simple.
Yeah.
The definition of MVP.
The Cleveland Cavaliers lost 22 straight games without him.
Exactly.
People forget about that.
That man...
Is that a record?
People forget his second best player was Zildjęs Ilgauskas.
Big Z.
The Big Z.
No one knows how to say his name.
Was he the original Big Z? No. That's Carl
LeBron. No.
They also had Delonte West, and we know how that went. We don't got to get into details.
Yeah, Matthew Dellavedova, overall, 65 on 2K.
Yep.
That's a little generous, too. Just strictly because of his defense. Honestly, if I had to pick, I think at the end of the season, they would have seen the greatness that is LeBron James, and I think he might have just barely squeaked by. And then my voting, I probably would have went Giannis too, but a little sleeper at three. Not really a sleeper, but could be. Luka Doncic, who averaged almost a 30-point triple-double, which is...
Hold on.
Not bad.
Okay, sorry, Colton. We're going to cut you off because we've got a random phone caller here. Let's open up the phone lines to Nate Solis. Nate, you're on the podcast. What's going on, man?
Hey, how are we doing, boys?
Not too bad, Nate. How are you?
You know, I'm good. I'm just hitting the interstate coming on over the valley. So I figured I'd tune in, listen to the boys, and wait for my arrival.
Hey, man. Well, we're happy to have you. You know, how's it been going? Heard about the big job you got. You know, how's it been? Well, not officially, but next fall being a full-time teacher.
Yeah, as a physical educator, people forget we are physical educators.
Yep, not gym
teachers. You know, excited to work up in Thompson up there and get back with Brady Smith as a roommate. Wow. And as we found out today, John Tyer, former member of the VCSU baseball team.
Wow.
Shout out to Big JT, yeah. Some would say.
Some would say the big three are back together.
Yeah, some would say.
Some would. And some have compared us to the 2012 Heat. I will leave it up to the viewers to decide that.
If you were the 2012 Heat, who would you be of the big three?
Me personally?
Yes, who would you be?
Or who would I be as in my favorite player? Who was a pro comp for Nate Solis?
I'd say your pro comp for you, Brady, and John Tyer. What's your guys' three?
I would say Brady would be the LeBron.
Yeah.
As a future doctor, I mean, he's gonna be making the money.
Yep. He's a jack of all trades.
Yep. And I think John Tyer would be Dwayne Wade. First of all, similar body sizes.
Yep. There you go.
Athletic ability.
I absolutely agree.
And then I would say I'd be Chris Bosh, unsung hero. You know, doing a lot of things as a physical educator that people don't see. But you know what? I'm valuable. I'll get that big rebound in Game 6 to hit Ray Allen in the corner.
Yeah, people you know, think you're just, you know, having kids just throw dodgeballs at each other's heads. But no, you're teaching them, you know, valuable life skills.
It all happens behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Yes, and
you're
that's
really
where
a blue-collar force behind it all, Nate.
That I would say so myself, yes.
Nate, what would you have to say to the people that say that you're just a gym teacher?
That's disrespectful, you know. I get paid the same as the other educators. Ooh. As a first-year beginning teacher, we make the same money. I'm just teaching the kids how to be physically fit.
Sounds like you've had this argument before, Nate.
In the profession of physical education, it's a continuous problem.
Would
you know,
you say
we'll never
project like, of the system
it,
of the physical education.
It's like Carol Baskin fighting Joe Exotic for big cats. You know, it's never gonna stop. But we're gonna try our best.
Right.
It has stopped though. Right. It literally has stopped.
Well, that's for you to decide.
That
we still
is
got
all
Doc.
That's all allegedly.
Yeah.
We still got Doc out there, so it hasn't officially stopped.
Well, Nate, we appreciate your call.
Do you have any questions for us?
No, I don't have any questions. I was told I was a guest of the program, and so I didn't come prepared with any questions. No, that was your guys' job.
So you just kind of called the boast, all right.
Yes.
That's fair. I love it.
You know, I got stuff to promote, you know?
Yeah.
No such thing as bad FaceTime, Nate.
No. Bad press is non-existent.
Great.
Hey, well, we appreciate having you on the pod, Nate. Please don't call again.
See you, Nate.
Okay, so where were we? We were talking about the season MVP, and Colton was just finishing up, I believe.
Yeah, he was.
Yep. I think I last talked about Luka Doncic. Was averaging almost a 30-point triple-double. So I got LeBron first, Giannis second. LeBron narrowly beating Giannis.
Okay.
And Luka Doncic third. Any more than that is not up for discussion at this moment.
Yeah.
Going to Andrew.
Yep. My personal, I'd say, biased journalism would say LeBron would be one and then Giannis two, but Brian made a really good point. I'd probably have Harden three. Maybe Luka 3 if he just keeps doing what he's doing. But I guess we won't know because the season probably won't get played out. But I think right now you got to go with James Harden just because he's James Harden, bigger name and everything like that. Same way you got to go with Giannis to win it outright just because best player on the best team usually wins MVP. So, TK?
I don't think stats tell the whole story, to be honest with you.
I like that.
Absolutely.
As a big defensive guy myself, I really feel like Jimmy Butler is getting wronged by not being in the conversation.
Is that because you are a Heat fan or just because you have a basketball fan and just enjoy the way he plays?
I enjoy the way he plays. I am a Heat fan.
Oh, you are?
Full disclosure, I do enjoy the Heat.
Okay. That was full disclosure.
But, yeah, I mean, you look at that team, they shouldn't be three seed, but they are, I think.
So I'm going to say Chris Paul with the Thunder as well. They thought he was going there just to help a team tank.
See,
they're five seed, so I mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, say what you want about stats, but they don't tell the whole story, in my opinion.
Some would say numbers never lie. I'm not one of those guys, though.
No, never.
No.
Yeah, so notice how nobody said AD. That's all I'm going to say. A lot of people out there saying, screw LeBron.
I don't think the second best player on any team has ever won MVP.
To be fair, he is averaging more points than LeBron James, but LeBron James is also averaging almost 10 assists, which are predominantly to him.
Almost 11.
AD's probably the best. I think like Charles Barkley or Shaq said this or somebody, but AD's the best player on the team. LeBron's the most important.
Exactly. Yeah. So. That's where MVP gets complex. Is it best player in the league or is it most important player in the league? That's
most valuable.
That's why I'm a big fan of the NFL. It's player of the year instead of MVP. They do MVP, but also offensive defensive player of the year, which I think is kind of helps that discussion a little bit, like helps people
understand the value of some pieces in the puzzle.
Yep. Absolutely.
1,000-piece puzzle. It's a big puzzle.
It is.
Especially the NBA, man. It's just keeps getting more competitive. Next up, we've got a random question for me to you guys. Just kind of an in the spur of the moment thing. I thought of this the other night when I was doing some journalism. Who was better, the 08-09 Rondo? It's the year the Celtics won the championship.
Yeah.
Or the 2010 D-Rose. That was the year before D-Rose won his MVP. So some say he got robbed that year. Some say he should have won it back-to-back years. Brian, what do you think?
So, are we going better player or more valuable to the team?
Who would you... Let's say
who would I take?
Who would you take on your team?
Yeah. Okay.
If you had to build a team around one of these two.
I think it's tough to build around a team that man that cannot put the basketball in the hoop. So that's why I'm going to lean towards Derrick Rose.
Yep.
Although, I mean, his MVPs were a little, he averaged like, what, 24 points a game? Like, not insane. But, I mean, just like before the injuries, that explosion that man had is some stuff. I mean, literally think of Russell Westbrook, but arguably more explosive. So I think I'm going to lean towards Derrick Rose.
Okay. TK?
I'm going to go towards Derrick Rose, too.
Right. Were you a Bulls stan back in the day when he was crisscrossing people up?
And no, I've never been a Bulls stan.
Never, huh?
Never.
Not once.
Freaking sass. Okay, Colton, what do you think?
Well, here's my question. What team are you trying to build, and how are you trying to build it? If I'm trying to get a point guard who's going to get me 20 a night with little assists, not much rebounds, I'm going to pick Derrick Rose. But if I'm trying to get a point guard who's going to facilitate and has a good team around him, then I'm obviously going to take Rajon.
Here's what I'm saying, Colton. If you want to build a championship team,
which one of them has a championship?
I mean, and I'm not going to, you know, Rondo definitely got carried. Derrick Rose was the best player on his team. His second option was, Joakim Noah, Carlos Boozer. Those guys were kind of scrubbish.
Yeah. Luol Deng.
I mean, Luol Deng was for a little while.
Average 85 minutes a night.
The workhorse.
So, I mean, Derrick Rose didn't have the tools around him that Rondo did, but I don't know. That's up to you to decide.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. You get Derrick Rose, you also get his knee problems.
This was before the knee problems.
The ghost of girlfriend's past.
Exactly.
Are you building a team for 1 year? Are you building a team for the future?
Well, the question was 2010.
At the time, D-Rose. Did you know he's going to have the problems? Or probably not.
Maybe they did, maybe they didn't.
I'm going to lean towards no, but that is also your decision.
Maybe they don't happen if he plays, you know, for you.
Yeah.
No, I would have worked the heck out of him, so he would have probably got him sooner. I'm going to personally take Rajon.
Okay. I like it.
Away from the grain here. Take someone.
Someone say against the grain, but I like
against
away from the grain.
Away.
Yeah.
You know, tomato, tomato.
Exactly.
So, Rajan, he's going to get me 7-8 assists a night, play subpar defense, and give me probably 4 points on some fake pass layups, which are just cool.
And get the fans going. Get the team hyped up.
Yeah. You know? 2K, you got a home advantage meter. Mine's probably a C minus, so I gotta get the fans going a little bit.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm gonna go Rajan.
Okay. I would probably have to go with it'd have to depend on it would really come down to for me is salary. Who can I get for cheaper and who's
you know for a fact anymore. You're getting Rajan cheaper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but
yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably pick Rajan then just for that reason alone, just because I'm always about the, you know, let's build around the underdog story, guys. Not a lot of people like Rajan, but that's, I mean, neither here nor there. Anyways, up next, we're going to have our Mount Rushmore of our personal favorite team uniforms. And we're doing this serpentine style, as TK clarified to me before we started recording. Thank goodness we ironed that detail out. I now know how this works. We're going to start
2 years in the making.
With myself, and then we're going to go around, and then it's going to come back to me. And that's when I will say
so,
my second and third options. And I think we're doing 3 each. Is that right?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. And I'm going to start with 1.
Question tower. So I have 2.
Wait, what?
You have 2 questions or?
No, 2 jerseys. So it's going to come here. I say 1, then 2, and it's going to go back. Correct.
Yeah, and then he's going to say 1 and 2, and then it's going to come back to you, and you're going to finish on 3.
All
right. So we're not just going like full circle clockwise or counterclockwise.
No.
Okay. Wouldn't be
no, it's a snake.
That'd
okay,
be a snake
okay.
style.
It'd
be a fixed draft.
Okay,
okay.
It's a fixed
yeah.
draft. All right, I just had to clarify.
Maybe one day we'll be able to upgrade to that platform.
Yeah.
Okay. It is the platform. that one day is today. Like, we are literally doing that today. It's not one day. It's like now.
It's happening now.
I'm getting nervous.
Well, yeah, I don't know how this works. Let's just roll with it.
You got to name 2 in a row, Colton.
Okay, so I'm going to say Michigan's men's basketball team, the Fab Five, when they were there.
Mm-hmm.
Those were sleek, man. Those are like some of the coolest retro uniforms ever.
All right. Yeah. First one, they're classic. People around the area probably love them. The black T-Wolves with the green trim were just clean, cool. All I can think of, Sam Cassell running down the court with his arms straight down. Well, won't say exactly what he was doing, but I think most of us know. But yeah, I'm gonna go T-Wolves black and green.
I like the old Memphis Grizzlies ones with that big bear logo on there. I really like those.
Vancouver,
I thought those
were actually
Vancouver too. Yeah. I really enjoyed those though. I really
those
did.
Those teal ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for taking one of mine.
Oh.
So my first one, I'm gonna go with a little Nelson County Owls, orange top, white bottoms. Usually you saw these and Jaden Grover was going on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have nightmares about that still.
Yep. Many people in whatever region we were in, I don't even know, did. So shout out to Jaden Grover for that. My second ones, some pretty recent ones, the city uniforms from the Miami Heat.
Mm. Those
great one.
Baby blues.
Baby blues with the pink.
The Vice.
The Vice, yeah, the Vice ones that are called.
Vice.
Well, they're called the City on 2K, so my bad.
Those are sick, though, either way. Those are sweet.
Those might be the dopest basketball jerseys I have ever seen.
I personally didn't like them before, but they really grew on me pretty quick.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yep. Kind of like some vines on the side of a building, you know.
I'm going to kind of go off yours for my second one with the Philadelphia Phillies baby blues.
Okay.
I really like those. I think Bryce Harper can really pull off that look.
Very respectable.
Bryce Harper's a swaggy guy.
Yeah, he is.
Kind of reminds me of you.
Me?
Yeah.
If you
we have literally no resemblance.
No, you guys.
At all.
If you grew your hair out
and hit left-handed and played professional baseball
and had a beard.
Yeah, then I could see.
You kind of got a beard growing right now.
Yeah, TK, how about that?
Viewers can't see it, but
TK
got a little
TK's beard
stubble coming in.
Man, mark the day down.
Okay. My next one. I'm gonna take a cop out here. Go with the Chicago Cubs. There's the blue alternates. Because just when I think of the blue alternates, I think of just Big Z getting on the bump.
Gosh.
And just throwing gas.
And hitting bombs.
Pitchers.
And fighting people.
People forget.
Including his catcher.
So we were talking, Coach Van Vactor, shout out to Chad, we were talking the other night about Big Z and his home runs. He also had a career average of 278.
That's incredible for a pitcher.
He hit like 350 one year. So, hey, Carlos, if you're listening, man, shout out to you. I know you're still living the professional dream, not quite at the level that you used to be at, but
he's a Chicago
dog. Chicago dog. Chicago big dog, hot dog.
What just dogs.
I think it's just Chicago a dog, like D A W G. I hope.
D O G S.
I think it's D O double G S. Yeah.
Or is it a Z?
Might be.
Dogs.
Dog. They actually changed the S to a Z when they got
the association. American Association. All right. Well, hey. Anyways, Carlos, shout out to you, man. You know, never let the dream die. So yeah, I'm going with the Cubs Blues.
Can I just throw something in there?
Of course.
That .278 batting average. If he's playing around the 1980 era, that man's a Hall of Fame hitter.
Exactly.
Like,
people also forget he used to snap bats across his knee and then go strike out three guys the next inning because he struck out.
Hey.
People forget.
TK, correct me if I'm wrong here, but did you grow up with a poster of him above your bed on your ceiling?
No.
So that's alleged. I must have heard that from someone. Did you have a poster of him in your room?
Not him. I had Derek Lee.
Oh, you never had straight one?
No, it was just a regular old poster.
Mind. Never had Big Z above your bed, though, taped.
No.
Oh, that's weird.
No.
Maybe that was Marcus.
Maybe that was him, yeah. He likes him. He likes them, some Cub pitching.
Fun fact, though, I was number 38 a year of youth basketball because of Big Z. So, good basketball number, good Can't guy. Make
that stuff up. Talk about influence.
We're going to tweet out that picture after the podcast here. We'll get that out to you guys in one way or another.
Dre, I believe you're on number 2 and 3.
Two and three for me. Since I'm riding the baseball train, it's going to be my Legion senior year pinstripe jerseys. Those were clean. They pretty much looked like the Yanks pinstripes. You could compare them to. I'm a big pinstripes guy. And then my third favorite one is going to be the St. Louis Cardinals baby blues. When Yachty wears his sweet-ass catcher's gear. Excuse my language, but
I believe you have a shirt that is a replica jersey of that.
Yes.
And you wear it quite frequently. Yeah, enough.
Everyone loves some baby blues.
All right, so my next one, I feel like this is an obvious one. I feel like most guys in the room, most people listening to this podcast can probably agree. The purple and white Fike Farms Men's League jerseys.
Yes.
I mean, talk about one word. Clean.
Yep.
Cleans. You walk into a gym, you're like, this team looks just good.
Yeah. So clean that they don't have matching shorts.
Well, like, who needs matching
shorts?
Shorts. I'm just saying, like, don't get me wrong, the white with the purple numbers are cool, but you get those purple jerseys with the white numbers. This team thinks, all right, we're in for a long one.
Yep. Those jerseys were a little too big for that gym, I would say.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I mean, elevated us.
I was talked to asking about transferring to a different league, but I just said we can't do that.
Right.
We got practice till 7:30. Game starts at 8.
They want to add you to the North Star, didn't they?
Yeah, they tried, but I mean, we couldn't do that to a couple of teams here. So, yeah, I'm going with the little Fike Farms purples.
I'm going to go with the Steelers throwback Bumblebees.
Oh, no.
Some people think they're gross, but every time I see them, I don't know, I just get goosebumps.
You get the goosies.
There's something about them, you know?
I get goosebumps because I think they're so horrible.
Do you guys remember you remember the Broncos brown and yellow jerseys they wore?
Yeah, those were disgusting.
Yeah, those were not fun for anyone involved.
No.
Remember Eddie Royal? Shout out to Eddie Royal.
Oh, my God.
He used to love those jerseys. Yep. Don't know how I found that name on the spot. That's a name.
Wow. Colton?
Last one. Make it a good one.
Yep.
My last one, it's going to be pretty generically classic. Aforementioned by the...
He's going with the Yanks.
Dre, Sean. Brian knows. It is the Yankee pinstripes. Huge Yankee fan.
Yep. Farmers bleed blue.
Yep. So that's my last one. Pinstripes.
Okay, I've got Seth on the phone here. Seth, are you ready for your segment?
As ready as I'll be.
Okay, let's hit us with some of your logic, big fella.
So, I was kind of bored recently, and I was, just watching stuff on YouTube. And I found a people forget. People forget that Asante Samuel dropped an interception in the 2007 Super Bowl that cost the Patriots the win, but it gets overshadowed because David Tyree made a helmet catch.
Wow. You know, some people say people forget, some would say people never knew.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
I'm on that boat too.
Yeah.
I was 9 years old, I do not remember that.
Because it happened.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy.
I don't even know if I was born yet.
I've been in the womb.
TK, what do you got for Seth? Nothing? about that.
I mean, I was 9, so I don't really remember that as well as I probably should have, but...
Yeah. TK was a Patriots fan, then.
Not true.
So that's a legend. Colton, hey. Did you remember that?
I mean, I was 7. I didn't know what sports were, so...
I remember the David Tyree catch, but I did forget about the dropped interception. Well, I forgot about it. Well,
on the sideline, and he just dropped it.
I completely slipped my mind.
Okay, well, Seth, I mean, thanks, man.
I'll be back next time.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll prepare.
Thank you. Just hung up on him. I don't got anything else, you guys. Anything else we want to go around the room and talk about?
Your favorite player.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll go around the room and say everyone's favorite player from the 2012 Chicago Red Wings. No. The Detroit Red Wings.
Oh, okay. Well,
the Detroit Red Wings. TK, what do you got for us?
My favorite player
you go
from that team had to be your namesake, Todd Bertuzzi.
Okay. Yeah,
he was a took Bertuzzi. Mine, so that's cool.
Todd Bertuzzi. Yeah, I got to find a new one, please.
I would say probably Pavel Datsyuk is mine. Silky smooth hands, man. That guy was clean. B-Dot, you got? What do you got?
Okay, well, first of all, excuse me if I say his name incorrectly because I'm just such a big fan. I don't worry about the pronunciation, but... Valtteri Filppula.
We'll take it.
You know, Filppula, maybe?
Yeah, Filppula. I think he's Swedish or maybe somewhere around that area.
Sure.
I don't really recognize the flag, but man was a grinder. What else can you say?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Gustav Nyquist, left wing. Man was a beast. 23 years old at the time. Man was an absolute beast. Probably most overlooked player on that Red Wings team.
Scored a lot of goals for him.
I couldn't tell you, but I'm pretty sure he was overlooked.
Yep, that's...
I truthfully think he was.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have right now. Thanks for tuning in, and we're going to be pumping out these a lot more frequently. Shout out to Nate Soles for that call-in.